Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure to welcome back into our studios the world-famous and multi-talented B.J. Whitehouse is here. Welcome back to the program, B.J.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for that introduction.
Well, there you go. We probably didn't have any other one like that today.
Not yet.
Not yet. But you should be used to that, because B.J. has been director of the Jamestown Community Chorus for many years. Chorus was started in 1949. You weren't there then, though.
No, not quite. But, almost.
But it's been what, 30, 25?
I've been there since 1989.
89, mm-hmm. Okay. So you're just a kid yet.
I am.
In comparison to the chorus.
Well, we've had some people in this chorus who have sung with us for some time, you can bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Jamestown Community Chorus, not unlike many groups, vocal groups particularly, have been having an interesting time during the pandemic, and those times continue, but trying to get back on track. You were able to do a few things this summer and fall, right?
Interesting is a good word. I think I've mentioned to any number of people, and I think a lot of my singing friends would agree that, you know, who would have thought that singing is the worst thing you could do in the midst of a pandemic? But we have been trying. We've had last year we had an outdoor talent show in which folks could pull up in their cars, and we had an FM transmitter so they could listen along. We have done a virtual Christmas concert back in 2020, in which we had a number of pieces that we recorded and then put onto social media on the internet. But this past September, we were actually able to get together. Everybody had to show proof of vaccination. We wore masks. We sat 6 feet apart. We sang at the Jamestown Recreation Department at the rec center there. And we sat, you know, in a staggered situation. But we were able to pull it off. And we had a concert in December, sort of before all the big numbers started piling up in the pandemic. And we did very well. I was very pleased. It was very different in many ways, but everybody, I think, was so pleased just to get together for some level of normalcy.
Absolutely. It makes such a huge difference when you can be part of a group like that you've wanted to get out there and perform and be part of doing what you want to do. I experienced the same thing myself, and then the past few weeks haven't been real kind to us, but there are plans to get back on track, and you're here today to announce the fact that you will hopefully be starting rehearsals for the spring, right?
We have it all planned out, but we're going to see what we can do about it. I've chosen a program, and very similar to our Christmas program in structure, but we're watching all of these positivity rates and vaccinations and, you know, test kits and all that kind of stuff. And who would have thought that as a choral director, I'd have to pay this much attention to epidemiology. But yes, we are planning on getting started on January 31st.
All right, January 31st. And people that have perhaps been shut into their homes for the past couple of years, not doing something, this might be an opportunity to get started again, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I assure everybody is if you came to our rehearsal, you would have to show proof of vaccination. You would be wearing a mask, which is not particularly comfortable, but there are special masks that are being created for singers. We would ensure that we would have two very specialized air filters going on in this room that exchange the air every 10 to 15 minutes. We rehearse for about 25 minutes. Then we take a 10-minute break in which you can go get some fresh air, you can go somewhere else, you can hang out, and then turn those fans all the way up to exchange the air even more quickly. And we come back and we rehearse some more. We sit in staggered positions according to parts, and we do the best we can.
Excellent. And You expect normally about, what, about 30, 40 people?
We normally have at least 50.
50,
and we have 50. And so this past year, this past Christmas, we sang with about 30.
Okay.
And prior to that, in our virtual choruses, I mean, you can go on YouTube and find Jamestown Community Chorus and look at that Brady Bunch look of the virtual choruses. And we were able to, we had about 25, 26 people. And that was a challenge. That was a technical challenge. It was a challenge for the singers because you had to get in front of your section and sing your part all by yourself. And while even it was all added together, I mean, it would be very hard to pick anybody out. But it was quite a challenge. But one of the things I noted is when we started warming up for the first time in like a long time, there were people who actually had tears in their eyes. They were so happy to be back. And I had this rush of adrenaline myself. There is nothing like singing together.
Yeah, it is a wonderful experience. If you want to take that opportunity, go to the website, which is very easy to remember. It's simply the name of the chorus. So you just go to jamestownchorus.org, I believe.
.com.
.com. Sorry about that. jamestownchorus.com. And if you'd like to call for information or talk to a real person, operators are standing by. You can have your salad master delivered before midnight tonight.
No.
No, but you can get information at 401-423-1574. So, find out about what's going on. The concert itself is going to be planned for May 14th at this point, right?
We're hoping for May 14th, and if things are looking better, even May 15th, we'll do a repeat concert.
So great. So a twofer. But, you know, Jamestown Community Chorus has done lots of great music over the years, and I noticed that your PR statement that came out about this was going to be, I saw this a while ago, said 5 centuries of classical music, but you're updating that.
Well, we have to. There is a G. Shermer book out called, and every choral director has used this, I'm sure, The 5 Centuries of Choral Music. And it was written in the last century. So what we did is we're actually doing a little asterisk next to that. We're doing 6 centuries of choral music because we're going to add a more recent piece from this century as well.
There you go. There's a lot of those asterisk things going on for a 75th anniversary concert. Well, it's really the 76th year, but
yes,
you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, that's what's going to happen. We're going to get to listen to some music today that BJ will describe to us. It's all of this music that we're going to hear tonight is going to be part of the program.
Everything we hear is, as I said, it's going to be kind of a hybrid program in that the first half of the program will be all solos and an octet that will, you know, reduce the number of people in the room for that amount of time, something I never thought I'd have to think about. But then in the second half, it will be the full chorus singing some of the selections we're going to hear today. The selections you're hearing today are all commercial recordings. These are not the community chorus singing.
Right.
But
it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet, so we don't have a recording of it. But these are all fine choruses from around the world, and they all reflect music from the 5 Centuries of Choral Music book that we will be using, except, of course, for the Eric Whitaker Sleep, which we will end the concert with.
All right. So this very first one is going to be something that I'm not familiar with myself, but tell us a little bit more about this piece.
Well, this is like a madrigal from the 16th century, and we're putting it at first on our program here, Mike, because it's the oldest one on.
Aha, that's why I don't know.
Exactly. And this one has been around a long time. John Dowland, or John Dowland, depending on how you want to pronounce it, put together. He was an English composer back in the 16th century. And this first piece we're going to listen to is What If I Never Speed, and it's just one of his madrigals from that time period.
What if I never speed? Shall I stray to despair? And still some sorrow feed that can no loss repair? Or shall I change my life? For I find God to depart, and in my reason prove she will speed his little desires, and I let all our love retract. Then never shall she sit my dear delight. Come, while I have a heart to desire thee. Come, for either I will love or admire.
BJ, I'm going to ask you to just introduce the next piece for us.
Well, this next piece is probably well-known to every choral singer. It's from the Bach's Christmas Oratorio, J.S. Bach. And it has a special place in my heart because this was the sight reading piece I had to sing to join a chorus back in college. This is Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light.
So we can't go without mentioning the fact that your college was Bowling Green, correct?
There you go.
As we know, many times BJ's been on the program. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Bowling Green State University and its wonderful music programs. We have time for one more piece in this segment. What'll that be?
Well, thanks for that little shout-out to the Fighting Falcons of Bowling Green. The next piece is a favorite of the community chorus by Mozart, Ave Verum Corpus.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
The Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the longtime famous director of the chorus. And this is a community chorus that's known, B.J., throughout the land as a real community chorus. You do a lot of things involved with the community. There's people that aren't necessarily professional singers that are involved with the group. How does this all work? How does it all become magic?
Well, we kind of try to stick to our purpose in our bylaws, which is to promote choral singing in our community. But I tell everybody who joins us or who is interested in joining us that community comes before chorus in our name. We take our music very seriously, but we take our membership and our community more seriously. So we want to do well when we sing. There's no doubt about it. We work hard, and we are very proud of the efforts we put forth. But we actually care more about the folks in our community. For example, we will donate materials to the local library. We've probably donated well over 100 CDs of choral music and music itself to the Jamestown Philharmonic Library. We provide music prizes for local musicians, not necessarily scholarships, just basically a cash prize to help you pursue your musical endeavors in the future. We've had adults, we've had kids receive that prize. And then we have a talent show that we allow people to audition for, and, you know, certainly not all members of the chorus by any stretch of the imagination.
And the talent show can be any kind of talent?
Well, we hope that it's okay.
It doesn't have to be singing.
Oh, no, we've had, oh, my goodness, we've had probably 30 talent shows, and I can't even begin. I mean, anything from juggling and gymnastics and magic to stand-up comedy, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, instrumentalists. We've had slideshows and PowerPoints and parodies and over the years. It's usually in August at the Rec Center in Jamestown. Like I said, our last one was outdoors at the field at the local school, and people drove up and turned on their radios, and we had an FM transmitter. And at that one, we had a classical flautist. We had my wife playing the harp. We had a very, I would say, senior pianist singing for a very young soloist. We have talent shows. We've held dances in the past as fundraisers and so forth. We're pretty involved in the community as well.
Oh, that's excellent. And like I said, the word community is very important in that group, and that's a great thing. That's a very nice thing for the area of Jamestown. And surrounding. You don't have to live in Jamestown, right?
No, and you don't even need like a passport to get across the bridges to get there. You can just come on in and sing.
Okay, at least that's the way it is at this point.
Well, we invite people from the greater Jamestown area is how we refer to that.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the music that's going to be performed on May 14th. And tell us about this next piece.
Well, I just want to keep in mind that these are kind of in chronological order in the 5+ centuries of choral music, which is the reference we're using. The next one is by Haydn. It comes from one of his masses. It's a Sanctus. We'll also hear works by Mendelssohn. We'll hear works from Russia, an anonymous composer putting together a Gloria Patri. But this next one is by Franz Joseph Haydn.
Thank you.
BJ, you mentioned music from Russia, and that's next, correct?
Yeah, it's a piece by, I want to say, Ivanov Ippolitov.
I knew that.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, it's a household name around here, isn't it?
Sure.
But this is one piece we will be singing in English. We will not be singing in Russian. And it is a Gloria Patri. It's just absolutely beautiful piece, but you can hear that rich Russian texture to this piece.
BJ, time for one more before the next break. What will that be?
Well, this comes from Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah, and it's one of my favorites because as an undergrad, I got to sing this as part of not a larger production, but it was part of one of my assignments in my voice lesson with Warren S. Allen. And this is Lord God of Abraham. It's just this fantastic baritone solo from the oratorio.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Thank you.
The Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the conductor, director, musical professional, the all-around guy that does everything. I'm Mike Maynow, and all I have to do is listen to B.J. because he knows everything about the music that we've been listening to, and it's going to be quite a diverse program because it's not five, but six centuries of music, and we've been going through the years, and the next will be the Grateful Dead, probably.
I think that's the cut after this.
Oh, that, okay. All right. But we'll get to different
kinds
of
music. But you did get the right century this time.
Oh, all right.
So we're moving into the 20th century now.
Before we get to the next piece of music, I just want to mention that, obviously, like any group, particularly community chorus, you're the main person. You're the one that everyone knows, but it takes lots of people involved to make this all work, right?
Oh, my goodness. We have a very active board of directors. We've been meeting monthly throughout this. Well, we meet monthly anyway, but having to make decisions and having to raise money and having to, allay everybody's fears about transmission rates and so forth. Our board has done a fantastic job of keeping everybody informed. Mark Mayle is a fellow lives here in South Kingston who is the president of the group. And basically in the midst of all this, he was supposed to step down after that, 1 year of it. And everybody on the board has stuck it out for 2 years because of what we've had to go through. And, you know, we're looking toward a new board, but oh yeah. So, I mean, like I said, when we talk about community, the folks on the board have all weighed in, have all put in time, have all helped, organize this and that, whether it's trying to restart fundraising or securing, we got a two of our members, Pat Perry and, it's going right out of my mind, Jane Stewart, secured a $5,000 grant for, because where we were at. So, I mean, yeah, everybody's pitching in, and including our accompanist Don Chung, who we are very lucky to have, a fantastic pianist, turns out to be a very good alto too.
There you go.
And so, yeah, we've had a lot of people weigh in and help out, throughout this time.
And it's not too late. If you'd like to donate to the chorus, you can do that. I'm sure if you go to the website, which is jamestownchorus.com. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Not .org, as I said earlier, .com. And you'd like to make a donation to help things keep going, please do so. But the thrust of this is going to be that we'd really like you to show up on May 14th and perhaps 15th for the spring concert. And if you'd like to get a free ticket, I know how they can do that.
How do they do that?
They join the chorus.
Absolutely. And to be honest, we love the audience, but we have a good time singing together. And everybody, I don't care what anybody's ever told you, everybody's invited to sing with us.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get back to the music and what century we're in now.
Well, we've kind of skipped a little bit. I hope that the audience realizes we're not singing everything. So if you're a big fan of choral music, we kind of skipped over Mr. Whitehouse's favorite and Johannes Brahms, but we will be singing Waldesnacht by Brahms.
Okay.
We're moving into the 20th century and kind of skipping a little bit ahead to Samuel Barber, an American composer, one of my favorites. Most folks would know him for his Adagio for strings, which has been used, an absolutely beautiful piece. I believe it was an Opus 11 string quartet to begin with, but it was so popular that it turned it into an orchestral work, and even as a choral work, the Agnus Dei that he wrote for that is unbelievable. This, on the other hand, is a secular piece, Let Down the Bars, O Deaf, is the name of this song.
Oh, sweet, it seems
time for a couple more pieces. What will this one be?
Well, we're still in the 20th century here, and we're going to listen to the Pie Jesu from Gabriel Fauré's Requiem. Absolutely beautiful solo for soprano. We've done the Requiem, the chorus, in the past, and I saw this in the book, and I said, let's do this one, too.
Well, there you go, and you're in charge. The Jamestown Community Chorus is the name of the group. B.J. Whitehouse has been my guest. I'm Mike Mano, and I'm very happy to say that hopefully things are getting back, and the chorus is going to have rehearsals starting January 31st.
We sure hope so. That's our plan. If you're interested, there's going to be a Zoom meeting prior to that. You can go to our website and check that out. But January 31st, 7 p.m., Jamestown Rec Center. We hope we're going to be able to get started. And right now, looking at the calendar, we could actually wait another week or two before we did get started, but we hope that the 31st will be the date.
Well, certainly check the website out, which is jamestownchorus.com, and you'll get all the information that you need to have. And I'll also remind you that the concert is going to be in May on the 14th. So clear that weekend. It may even be the 14th and 15th if we're so lucky.
If we are so lucky. But I would also remind your listeners, too, that they can not only check our website, but that we have a Facebook page that they could check in and like and do whatever you do there. And we also have a YouTube page, which some of our performances on it. Mm-hmm. In addition to our P.O. Box 602, Jamestown, Rhode Island, actual real life post office box, you can also donate through PayPal. If you were
right
so
on the website,
exactly, it's on the website, and you go to, if you're into PayPal, you can go to Jamestown Chorus, and you will find our account. Our email address that I'm not going to try to spell out is contabile50@gmail.com. That's also on the website.
Excellent. All right. Well, do your part. Support the Jamestown Community Chorus, whether it's joining them and having a great time singing under the direction of BJ, or supporting them in any way you can. BJ, thanks so much for coming in today, bringing the music to our audience. Always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right. We have one more piece to go, and what will that be?
Well, in this particular case, the book we're using, The Five Centuries of Choral Music, did not quite include the most recent century, the 21st century. So we had started back in 2020 working on a piece by Eric Whitaker. And a lot of your listeners may be familiar with this. This was one of his enormous virtual chorus works. You can check it out on YouTube as well. But we're going to put together his work entitled Sleep.
All right. We'll listen to that. And we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
We close in on.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.